final segment of our program is another experiment in continuing education. I met with Dr. Robert Carlson, the longstanding chair of the NCCN Breast Cancer Guidelines Committee. I like to kid Bob that he's the king of the breast cancer evidence base, and for this interview, I wanted to get his take on a recent survey we conducted of 12 clinical investigators who attended a think tank debating some of the major controversies in the field. I had invited Dr. Carlson to this meeting, but he was unavailable, and I was particularly interested in his viewpoints on these much-debated topics coming out of his experience with the strict demands for supporting evidence in the NCCN guidelines process. The think tank faculty answers to this survey are reproduced in the book accompanying this program. And to begin, I asked Dr. Carlson to comment on this statement that most of the faculty supported. Postmenopausal patients with node-negative, strongly ER and PR HER2-negative tumors between 1 and 2 centimeters should be started on an aromatase inhibitor as opposed to tamoxifen for 2 years followed by an aromatase inhibitor.